نعبده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون فقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters in the masjid and sisters on receivers at home, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we ask Him to support us. We seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance and we also ask for forgiveness from Him. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of ourselves, the evil which is in ourselves, and all the actions in which we commit sins. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no one who can lead us on the wrong path. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides us, there is no one who can put us on the right way. I testify that there is no God except Allah. La ilaha illallah. He is alone. He has no partner. Wahdahu la sharika la. He gives us life. And He also gives us death. And he has the power over all things. Whatever is happening in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. And I also testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger. And he is the base of his creation. And he is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah said to him, Balligh ma unzila ilayk min rabbik ya ayyuhar rusul, Balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, he has delivered his message. In the last sermon, when he gave in Hajjatul Wida, he has also fulfilled the trust which Allah gave him. And he has advised the Ummah, and he has removed the darkness from it. And he strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until his final moment when he left this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing be on him, on his family, on his companions, and those who followed his guidance until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made it clear that if a man gave up advising others who need the advice, if he gave it up or turned his face away from the people, those who are in need of advice, when he needs it, when the people needs the advice and he turns his face away, then this person is a loser. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'amuruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna anil munkar. You are the best nation amongst the nations which Allah has created. Khayra ummah. And you are there for people. Ukhrijat linnas ta'amuruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna anil munkar. You give them advice if they need the right advice, and if they are on the wrong path, to remove them from the wrong path. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You will have to give advice. Nowadays, this was the act of this ummah. Nowadays, we cannot say anything to anyone. Everybody thinks he is the best. The advice is very important. And Allah mentioned in the Quran, Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. He is taking the oath of the time. Because time is passing. When the time will come to an end, we will have to leave this world. This world is not forever. It is a temporary stop. We started our journey from Alami Azal. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ زُهُورِهِمْ. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took a promise from the people, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? Alami Alast, before even it came in the womb of the mother, the soul. قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة. We all admitted, we all confessed that Rabb, you are the only Rabb. قالوا بلى. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the angels witness that this is the person who admitted I am the Lord, But when he went in the world, he started committing shirk. He did not believe in me. He did not believe in the Akhirah. He did not believe in Jannat and Jahannam. So that was the journey where it started. Then it comes to the womb of the mother, 9 months. And after that he comes in Alame Dunya. And after Alame Dunya, when we complete our time, the age of this Ummah according to the Hadith is between 60 and 70 years. Those who live above that, it is a bonus. And bonus is not given to everyone, remember. When there is a company, only the people who do good, they are given the bonus. So if we do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give us a bonus, make our lives longer, in order to achieve more rewards. Then from alam ad-dunya, when the death will come, inna ajalallahi iza ja'a la yu'akhar law kuntum ta'alamun. When the time will strike, there will be no delay. La yu'akhar. And it will come. Inna al-mawta alladhi tafiruna minhu fa'innahu mulaqikum thumma turadduna ila alimil ghaybi wa shahada فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. The death is from which you are running away. Nobody likes to have his death. Nobody wants to die. Why? Because he doesn't know what is on the other side. He thinks this dunya is everything. There is such gifts and bounties in the akhirah. مَالَ أَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. The eyes have not seen those bounties. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. And this ears has not heard about the bounties which Allah has kept in paradise. وَلَا خَتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. And it did not even go in somebody's thoughts, in his heart, what type of bounties will be there. That is why a person does not want to die. He wants to stay here. But if he do the good deeds, he will see in front of his eyes what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. So Allah is taking the oath of the time. Then from Alam-e-Barzakh, there will be questions in Alam-e-Barzakh. Alam-e-Barzakh is something else. It's not the grave. It's a different world. It's between the heavens and the earth. It's not the grave. The reality of the grave is there. But in Alam-e-Barzakh, he will stay until the day of judgment. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam to blow the trumpet when this dunya will be destroyed. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْزُرُونَ وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاسِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. The day Israfil will blow the trumpet, everybody will wake up from the grave. And they will run towards the Creator. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. So Alam-e-Barzakh, he will spend until Qiyamah. And when Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow the trumpet, then everybody will rise from the graves and they will go in Alam-e-Mahshar. So it's a continuous journey. Alam-e-Alast, Alam-e-Raham means womb, then Alam-e-Dunya, then Alam-e-Barzakh, then Alam-e-Mahshar. Now when he reaches in Alam-e-Barzakh, لا تزال قدم ابن آدم حتى يسأل من خمس في يوم القيامة. The hadith says that he will not be able to move. لا تزول قدم ابن آدم. The feet of Adam will not be able to move. Or son of Adam's feet will not be able to move. حتى hatta yus'alu an khamsihi, until he is questioned five things. Three questions are in the grave. Mal rabbuka, ma deenuka, wa ma taqulu fi hazal rajul. These are connected with the grave. But when we reach in alam e mahshar, then there will be these five questions. And umrihi fi ma afna, the first question will be, where did you spend your life? In what manner you spend your life? Did you spend the life for the deen, or you spend the life for the dunya? And shababihi fima abla, and what about your youth age? When I made you a youth, you had a lot of strength and energy in you. Where did you spend it? Wan malihi min aina iktasabahu wa fima anfakahu. Two questions regarding the wealth. Where did you earn it from? Were your sources of earning halal or haram? Okay, you earned halal, but wafima anfakahu, where did you spend it? I gave you halal sustenance, but where did you spend it? Did you spend in lavish marriages? For dunya, building a big house? Or did you spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wafima amila bima alima. The fifth question will be, whatever knowledge you had, did you practice on it? So everybody has got certain amount of knowledge. So are we practicing on that knowledge? So Allah is taking the oath of asr, which is time. He says, innal insana lafi khus, the whole entire humans are in a lost. Entire humanity is in a loss. But for those who have got iman, illa ladina amanu, iman on Allah, iman on malaika, iman on death, iman on the life hereafter, iman on jahannam, iman on jannat, iman on angels, iman on all the prophets, all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman on Quran, iman on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last prophet. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. Iman is not enough. Iman is not enough. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He will go in Jannah, but it's not enough. Wa amilus salihat. You have to do the good things. And then after doing the good things, right actions, you have to advise each other. This is where I started my talk. Everybody needs advice. You have to advise people. مَرَّعَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. If you see anything, the Prophet ﷺ says, stop it with your hands. If someone is doing something wrong, use your force. That's the first stage. Usko roko apne hearts. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَدِي فَبِلِسَانِي. But if you don't have the power, you don't have the energy, that person is not right, you can stop him. Use your tongue. Advice. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَدِي فَبِقَلْبِهِ. If you can't even stop with your speech, you can't stop with your words, what do you do? The sin which he is committing, you should have hatred in your heart. You don't hate the person. You hate the sin. What he is doing is wrong. As a person, he is a good man. وَذَلِكَ أَزْأَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is the lowest part of iman. But today the situation is, we don't stop with hand. We can't stop with the tongue. Person will say, mind your own business. And if you try to stop with the hand, maybe he will hit you. But we don't even hate the sin. Bani Israel, they were destroyed. Why? Because the good people, they used to sit down with the bad people and eat together. They used to exchange daughters in marriage. So the entire community was destroyed. The adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown the importance of advice. What did he say? Inna dina an-nasiha. Inna dina. He said three times. Inna dina an-nasiha. Inna dina an-nasiha. Inna dina an-nasiha. Deen is nasiha, good advice. The companions asked, to whom? Kiske liye? For whom? He says, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his revealed book, the Holy Quran, and to his messenger and to the leaders of the Muslims and then to the common people. If a ruler is doing something wrong, general public should give advice. What you are doing is wrong. If a leader is doing something wrong, it is the duty of general public. This is wrong. It's against Islam. And if the common man is also doing wrong, then in the deen and nasiha, you have to give advice. So today, I want to split it quickly in two parts. First, I want to address the brothers who are sitting in the masjid. And then, if there is time, the sisters who are downstairs and listening on the receivers. I want to ask you some questions. Do you truly believe that Allah is the one who created us? You answer it yourself in your hearts. I don't need the answer to listen from you. I'll just put some questions. In the form of questions, it's an advice. So first of all, you remember you are a Muslim. And there is a difference in a Muslim and a mu'min. Remember that. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّ قُلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُ. The Arabi, the people who lived in the rural area, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Bedouin. And what did they say? Quran says, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ Amanna, we have accepted Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kullam tu'minu, tell them, you are not mu'min. But, walakin, but, Kulu aslamna, you have just said I am a Muslim. So there is a difference between mu'min and Muslim. A Muslim cannot be a mu'min, remember that. We are all Muslims. My name is Musa, Yusuf, Ibrahim, Yaqub. We come to the masjid. We are Muslims. But is there iman in our hearts? That is why Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. He is addressing the people of iman, not kuffar. What is he saying? Udkhulu is silme kaf. Enter Islam totally. Every avenue you should be a Muslim. You have to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of Islam? Total submission to the will of Allah. When there is a wedding, Islam will be first. When there is a mayyat, a death, Islam will be first. When I will go to work, Islam will be first. Then I am a worker. Submit yourself to Allah. Do you believe in Allah as a God? This is a question. You have to answer yourself. Today my talk is a different way I'm talking. Do you believe in Allah? Believe as a creator? Believe as a sustainer? And do you only worship Allah? And do you obey only Allah, or do you obey your wife as well? Or do you obey Allah? Do you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, or do you fear your job? The sustainer is Allah. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَوْدِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْكُهَا مَالِكَ الْمُلْكُ تُوتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَى. Izzat comes from Allah. And do you believe that you will have to return one day to Allah? Do you believe the punishment of the grave is there? Do you believe? Or you will just become dust? Do you believe you will rise again from the grave? And you will be alive again? Do you believe there is Jannah or there is Jahannam? Ask yourself. Do you truly, if you say answer is yes, so far answer is yes, do you believe it with your heart? Do you feel the feeling in that heart? You feel it, put your hand there, check it. That's the thermometer, check it. Do you believe in your heart? If you believe in your heart, why don't you do salah? If you believe in your heart, why don't you earn the halal sustenance? If you believe in Allah, why the environment of the house is not Islamic? Or are they just words? La ilaha illallah, just words that your tongue is repeating without knowing what does it mean, la ilaha illallah. And you, without making an action on it. So ask yourself, do I believe with my heart? Myself as well. Do I believe with my heart? Whatever I'm speaking now, is my heart accepting it? Has it accepted it? Or is it just on the tongue? Remember that Allah sees you all the time. Allah is aware of you all the time. The CCTV camera, when it came, that is when we understood this. When I was small and learning, Ustad was telling Allah looks everything. So the question was rising as a child in the mind. How does Allah look everyone at once? So now the CCTV camera is the answer. Every person who is passing CCTV camera is looking at him. Just a small camera. It's looking at every movement. Even if you overspeed, it takes your picture of the car. And you get a penalty notice. So Allah is looking. وَأَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَحَذَرُوا. Even the thoughts in the heart at this moment when I'm speaking, what you're thinking about me, or what I am thinking about you, Allah is aware of it. So Allah, remember that Allah knows everything. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمُ بِذَاتِ sudur. Allah knows everything what is in your heart. So beware of Him. Fear Him. My father is not looking, but my Allah is looking. To the youngsters, you do something wrong, your father and mother is not looking, you are outside the house. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah is watching you. So my brothers, we have only one constitution. There are no two, three or four or five or six constitutions, which is the Holy Quran. That is our constitution. And a country is run on the constitution. Whatever is in the constitution, the ruling parties or other opposition parties, they make their manifesto according to the constitution. But we as Muslims, we have one constitution, and that is the Holy Book. So there is only one example that we can follow. And who is that? The constitution is mentioning, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The example only we can follow is not a cricketer, is not a boxer, is not a politician, is not a singer. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ. The best model, the best example is in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah has sent for us, and Allah is merciful to us that we can follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second thing is, remember, you have duties that nobody else can fulfill. Each of you has got a duty. I cannot fulfill your duty. You cannot fulfill my duty. And what is the duty? Duty towards yourself. Duty towards the children. Duty towards the family. Duty towards the parents. And duty towards all the Muslim brothers and sisters who are in the vicinity of your location. You have the duty. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyyati. Each of you is a shepherd. A shepherd looks after his herd, his cattle, his sheep, his goats. So you as a Muslim has a duty towards every Muslim. Then towards your family, towards your children, it's a duty. So now I'm going to put some more questions regarding the duties on myself. Each of you ask yourself, are you a true believer in Allah? Are you a true believer? You believe in Allah, but are you a true believer? If you were a true believer, you won't get haram money. You won't earn haram money. Majority of the people are in haram today. Wallahi, Allah knows about it. Eating cannot make you survive in the hereafter. Allah knows where you're earning your money. Number two, does your heart really believe that Allah is the only provider and the sustainer and the helper? Does your heart believe that? Answer the question yourself. If I was believing Allah is the provider, why should I commit sins? Why should I cheat the government? Why? If I'm a true believer, if I believe rozi, sustenance is from Allah, why should I get false benefits? I'm not disabled, but I'm still applying for care allowance. Do you really need a carer? When you are going to the toilet, do you really need a carer? That benefit is for those who really need a carer. Do I believe Allah is the provider or the government is the provider? And do I believe that everything is in His control? Allah is controlling everything, including our provisions. And remember that Allah is the only provider. And do you remember that there is death? If I knew there is death coming tomorrow, will I do something wrong? It is going to come. Inna jalallah iza jala yabka. Kullu nafsin dhaikatul maut. Kullu man alayha fan. Wa yabka wajhu rabbika zul jalali wal ikram. It is going to come. But do I really believe in my heart it's coming? So why I am doing all these bad things? And do you believe that you have to return to Allah? And walatus alunna yawma is in anin naim. I will have to stand in front of Allah. And Allah is going to ask me everything. Even if I stared at someone, Allah is going to ask regarding that. Why did you stare at him? Forget about all the major sins. staring as well. So you prepare the answers yourself. That is the nasiha today. In the dina and nasiha, prepare the answer yourself. The answers I have asked. And you will be also asked the source of the wealth. Was my dealing halal or haram? I'm doing a business, but was it halal or is it haram? I'm buying shares. Example. But am I buying shares of the companies which are halal? Did I research the portfolio of the company? Are they investing in usury, in alcohol, in other things which are haram, in photography, in cinemas, in Bollywood and Hollywood cinemas? Have they got a share in it, that company? So we have to be aware of the source of the wealth. And number three is, do you pray the obligatory prayers? Namazon ko paabandi se padhte hain. So one is, are you reading the salat? And if you are reading the salat, are you reading the salat in the masjid? It is important to do the salah in the masjid, not at home. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the difference between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, what is the difference? He says, it is praying. If a person is doing salat, he is a Muslim. If he is not doing salat, no matter his name is Yusuf, no matter his name is the name of Muhammad, he is a non-believer. He is not a believer. Do you make sure you come for Juma prayers, or your work is more important than the prayers? Oh, my boss does not allow me, so I can't come for Juma. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever leaves Juma prayer 3 times in a row, how many times? 3 times in a row, because of his laziness or because of his some problem, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed his heart. The heart is sealed. Nothing good will go in his heart. How many Muslims? Thousands of Muslims in the location. Where are they? Day of Juma, how many people come? 1,000, 1,500 people. Where are the others? They are outside. They are on jobs. But if you have a difficult situation at work, then you will try to solve it. Talk with the employer. This is the time I have to go for my prayer. Talk to him. Do you regularly read the Holy Quran, number 4, which is the constitution? Do you ever read it? Do you try to understand the meaning of the Quran, where it is available in 80 languages? The Quran is translated in more than 80 languages. Before you had an excuse, it's not in my language, so I can't understand it. Now you name it, it's in English, it's in Malayalam, it's in Gujarati, it's in Urdu, it's in Persian, it's in English, it's in French, it's in German. Even in Polish language it is translated. Every language, there is no excuse. So do you read it? Okay, you don't know how to read it, do you listen to it? Or do you listen to songs or music? And the most important, your duties towards your family. My time is finished. I will continue there, addressing the brothers, and then inshallah in next Juma, I will address to the sisters as well. What are their duties? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك.